Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hello, Norman. I hope you are well, but mostly, I hope you get this message. Norm, when I was a teenager, I laid face down atop a wooden toboggan, and I pulled myself around using my arms. I lived on a dead-end street. There was a turnaround at the end of the street, so that when cars discovered that the street was a dead end, they could easily turn around and go back. All my big-breasted friends played at the turnaround. It was always covered with snow and ice. Throughout the winter, you could find handmade snow forts and snowmen sitting in the turnaround. It was our space, until it started to warm up, and then everything just melted away. Norm, while I pulled myself around while lying stomach down atop my toboggan, I felt a sudden impact to my vagina. Something had gone into my cunt at a high rate of speed. When I reached back to my tight, delicious pussy, I found a large hole in my snowsuit. Upon further inspection, I found a hole torn into the crotch of my panties also. My friend Cindy ran over to me, and she looked into the hole that had been blown into my crotch area. Cindy told me that there was a large carrot lodged in my fuckhole. The carrot was large. Very large. The big carrot resting in my snatch should have hurt, but it didn't. I kind of liked it. Cindy told her dad what had happened, and her dad called the paramedics. Norman, the police told my parents that one of the melting snowmen had built up a tremendous internal pressure, caused by the rising water temperature inside the snowman. Because the snowman was covered in ice, the pressure looked for a way to escape from within the snowman. And that's when the snowman's enormous carrot nose was launched into my sweet cunt. The paramedics removed the carrot from my fuck hole using a large set of stainless steel tongs. Norm, I wanted to ride that carrot all night long. But I couldn't. My friends would have thought I was a nympho. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if ever you're standing near a snowman. You could take a carrot to the cunt. I did. Now, I must go. Norm, I call all the time but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some shit while I vibrate my clitoris and poop hole using my crazy crack model 1019 cunt annihilator. Of course, I'll be doing all this while I lie atop my dead grandmother's semen-stained old spring mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Pardon me, fuckstick. So I fell. I fell down the stairs in the basement, going down to the basement. And I fell midway. I don't know why. I was trying to drop a fucking E when I was going down the stairs. I was midway down the stairs, and my right foot went behind my left calf area, my left ankle area, and I fucking fell. Everything went flying. I'm lucky to be here right now, fuckstick. Everything went flying, including my pill bottle, my recorder, my pill bottle, anything that I have, a half a fucking sandwich I take with me when I do these recordings, anything that I have, my doobies that I take with me, my fucking brass plate with a picture of an elephant carved into the brass plate, I use that because I put my roaches on that when I'm smoking the roaches. Everything went all over the shit in place and went all over the floor while I was trying to fucking drop an E, man, ecstasy. I was trying to drop an E. I keep it in a bottle of pills that I have. In the bottle of pills I have, I carry with me everywhere. I don't care where I am. What's in the bottle of pills? It's a do-all. It's a cover-all. It's a one-size-fits-all. It's got Xanax in it. It's got fucking Valium, ecstasy, ketamine, LSD. It's got fucking even the morning-after pill, because when I'm done rototilling some chick's pussy all night long, and that's not a joke, all night long, They can't fucking hardly walk. And then the first thing they do when they open their mouth, they're gasping for air. They're trying to breathe through the mouthful of cum they have. There's cum all over their mouth like spider webs. They're trying to breathe through that. And I still managed to jam a morning after pill. I think they call it Plan B. That's what I have in my bottle. I got like 5 Plan Bs in my do-all pill bottle. And I jammed that down their throat after they took it all fucking night long. See, there's a price for everything. I can't bang her out all night long with a 15.5-pound cock that's 14 inches long, 14 and a half, and not expect that there couldn't be possible repercussions. My dick is so big that when I fully get my dick in, the eggs are right at the end of my cockhead. They're right there. It's not like yours. Your dick is 5 inches long. You can pump away all night long. Maybe you'll never hit an egg. My fucking cockhead is right against a big ball of eggs. I don't know how to say that. A layer of eggs inside her cunt. When I take my dick out, when I pull my dick out, there's eggs all over my fucking cock, honest to God. I actually see the cum coming out the end of my fucking nozzle, the end of my cockhead. I see the cum mixing with the eggs, and I'm actually watching fertilization happening. I don't know if you know this, but when sperm or semen hits an egg inside a woman's cunt, they have x-rays of this shit. X-rays, motion pictures, all sorts of stuff used with internal cameras. When that semen hits that egg, there's an explosion, an actual spark. Now, my cock is so big, then when I put it in, it goes right into the nest of eggs. And when I pull my cock out, the eggs are on my cockhead. And I see the leftover semen dribbling out of my fucking cockhead, out of my pee hole. And they're actually exploding these eggs, one after another. It's an incredible show that maybe you'll never see. And why won't you see that?
Hang on a minute. I just saw a bitch run across my backyard. I just got a new M72 66mm anti-tank LAW rocket launcher. I'm gonna take the slut out. Sorry about that. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Maybe you don't see those things. Maybe you're not with a concubine, some slut that could possibly make this happen. I surround myself with sluts and concubines, honest to God. And I fell down the stairs. Everything went everywhere. So I've got my fucking pill bottle here. You might hear it now. I'm going to fucking right now drop an E. Because I have to do this. Got to sip through the fucking thing. I even have zots. Do you know what a zot is? I even have zots. Zots are candy with fizzy stuff in it. You don't know when you need that shit, and I mostly use it for putting in a woman's pussy. They're zots. They're candy. Most pussies you can't put your tongue into. Most pussies you can't get around. But if you put a zot inside that woman's fucking clam, what happens? Well, it melts off. That vaginal juices just goes to work on it. It kills everything, neutralizes everything. When a woman's cunt is first turned on, there's all kinds of neutralization shit happening with liquids in the opening of her cunt trying to neutralize and kill and destroy outside shit. It wants a clean, sterile environment, and it's ushering in the semen. I put zots in her cunt, and it starts to bubble. A zot has this, like, foaming stuff inside of it, like a powder. It's a candy, old candy. Look it up. Is it Z-O-T-Z? Look up zots. You put it in her cunt, it starts fizzing and shit, and then maybe you can go in there. Because it changes the dynamics of the cunt, doesn't it? There's a zot in there, and I even tell them, hang on a second, I gotta put a zot inside your cunt right now. Would you like a zot in your cunt? When we're done fucking, you're gonna take the morning after pill. I think it's Plan B, I know it well. They're sleeping there, they're sitting there, they're on their side, they're all fucked out. Both of their ass cheeks are black and blue. There's fingerprint marks on her thighs. That's because I clutch onto them that hard. Honest to God, it's not a joke. This is shit you have to do. I don't know how you're fucking, but you're doing it wrong, fuckstick. There's black and blue fingerprint marks where my fingers are clutching onto her thighs because at that moment, at that time, I want to sink it home. I want to be connected to her. I want to become one, like crawl inside of her, and we're just this one thing. And like I've gotten into her so tight, we're so together that anybody sees us on the fucking bed we were fucking, we've turned into a single blob-like entity on the bed because we've just, we're, what do they say, into each other? We're so into each other, man. We're into each other. Put the zots in her cunt. I got Xanax. I got Valium. I got ecstasy. I got ketamine. I got LSD. I got the morning after pill. And of course, I have fucking aspirins. I used to carry Tylenol too, but I noticed that with Tylenol, if I have any liquid in there, sometimes cum gets in the bottle, that it takes the coating off the Tylenol and it makes a mess of all the other pills, so I don't do that anymore. I just use a standard coated aspirin that seems to repel anything in it and doesn't melt and put other colors inside the bottle, because I don't want that. I fell down the stairs, man. Shit went everywhere. And when I finally found the stuff, when I finally found all my stuff that I was carrying, when I wrapped my right foot around my left ankle, went behind it, and that's why I fell. I know that. I don't know why. I'm like, possibly I'm in a stupor. I don't know. Like a fucking stupor, like someone whose dopamine or L-Dopa has dried up. I'm in a stupor or something like that. I frequently can find myself in a stupor from excess, from burnout, from too much. Like in a stupor. So I searched for like 25 minutes looking for everything I had. The recorder, fucking cheap headphones, a bunch of goddamn junk, my pill bottle. I got a half a sandwich that I have, liverwurst with an onion on it. I had to find that. When I found that fucking thing, the liverwurst sandwich had separated. It had come apart. The fucking onion was gone. Just the liverwurst was there and was covered in pubic hairs. And then I found the bread. I have to ask you something. Why is it whenever you drop something, I don't care where you are, you could be anywhere. You could be at your aunt's house, your uncle's house, your cousin's house, your girlfriend's house, your friend down the fucking street, your black friend, your Muslim friend, your Hispanic friend, Hispanic, wherever you could be. When you drop something like a piece of liverwurst and you pick it up, it's always covered in pubic hairs. Why is that? I mean, I guess they're everywhere, man. Pubic hairs. When I picked it up, there was pubic hairs all over the liverwurst in a sort of a turnoff. And I said to myself, you know what? Fuck it. Day in and day out, week after week, 25 fucking years, I keep making these recordings. They never support me financially. And what am I doing anymore? My mind says, you know, forget it. Don't do it anymore. Let them go find somebody else. Some Norm Augustinus imitator. Please know that if you ever hear my voice, and it's not on this site, normaugustinus.com, it's not me. Someone's pulling something, but it's not me. Just want you to put that out there, PSA. I dropped the fucking liverwurst, and it had pubic hairs. I don't know whose pubic hairs there were. There were red pubic hairs in it. There were black pubic hairs. There were brown pubic hairs. You ever see a red pubic hair from a woman's red, from her pussy, from her pelt, from whatever it is, her beaver? If you ever seen a red pussy hair, they sort of look sick when they're detached from the fucking woman, the redhead, the actual redhead, the orange head. I don't know why they call them redheads, orange head. They look sick, and you think, look at this fucking pubic hair. It doesn't look like this pubic hair that's black. It looks lush and full and shiny. Look at the red pubic hair. You can almost see through a strand of the red pubic hair. You can see through it. It's thinner and shit. The root is all fucking funny looking. It's like it came off of a sick fucking pubic mound. But that's the standard procedure, standard operating procedure when you're fucking a red hat. That's what you get. You don't know what happens. That's what they get. That's what they are. Orange-haired chicks are truly the fucking X-Men of our society. If you've never fucked, if you've never humped, if you've never pumped away, banged out, whatever you want to call it, a redhead, you're missing out, man. You look down and you see this white skin thing like a fucked up spider, something in the dark that came out of the dark, a fucked up fish with four or five tentacles, and he's on the bottom of the deepest part, the fucking Mariana Trench, and they look like that, this whiteness about them, looking up at you like a fucking owl, and that red pussy, you can't ever beat that. And there's nothing better, motherfucker, than a redhead, an orange-haired chick. I really advise you to do that. Every goddamn chick in America's all got brown hair. Hey, fuck that. I don't want brown hair. I especially don't want black ironed hair from some Kim wannabe. I don't want no black ironed hair. I already know what you're in. I know what combat unit you're in. I know what fucking troop you're in. I don't want nothing to do with that, man. Anybody that comes to my place up here in northern Upper Michigan, if you come here and you look like her, Kim Kardashian, you're dead. I will put one right between your fucking eyes, whore. And I'm not bullshitting you. And I got the fucking ammo to do it. I got the ammo, I got the firepower, I've got Glocks, I've got all kinds of shit, modified Glocks, I got fucking old Colt revolvers, I got even Lars rocket launchers. I'm not shitting you. I will use it, I'm prepared to use it. And if you're ugly trying to come on to me, I'm not that fucking stupid. I've got a lot more skill than that. You better come and bring something to the table. So I fell, man. I fell on the stairs and it was really bad. You ever been embarrassed personally or alone? And you somehow embarrassed yourself. I rolled the fuck all over. I was in pain. I couldn't find my fucking emergency, my dual pill bottle. I couldn't do that. My microphone, my fucking recorder, tape recorder. I use a tape recorder, cassette recorder with an old realistic microphone. I'm not bullshitting. You know, I plug an earpiece into the realistic recorder. It's a cassette recorder. Then I transfer it over. It's so goddamn handy. Now, that's really handy. Batteries and shit, stick the tape in, record it, and all I gotta do is plug in the input to the input of the other thing that I transfer it to, and it's wonderful. That's what you're hearing right now. And whatever they tell you, these are just fucking recordings invented by Tom Edison a million years ago, man. There's nothing scientific about it. And I fell. When I fell, I found some of my stuff around a fucking pair of panties. I don't know if I started this array. They were around a pair of panties that I hadn't seen in years. I don't even know where the panties were. They were panties from some chick I banged out. Now, one time, maybe two times, maybe three, I have a set of stairs that goes down the stairs, and I had a party. This event, they're more like events. My things are like rototilling parties. They're not people standing around saying, yeah, man, give me another beer. I think I'll have another beer. It's nothing like that. When you come to the Norm Augustinus event, be prepared to be banged the fuck out. Be prepared to take bruises. Be prepared to maybe have your eye knocked out. Maybe your fucking leg will be broken. Maybe your hair is going to be all pulled out. Maybe your fucking nails will be pulled out of your fingers. I don't know why that happens, but that's the kind of fuck parties that I have. Physical interactions, conquest, actual meat against meat. El Mito versus Mino. El Mano versus Mano. That's what it is. It's just two hunks of meat with fucking spirit and electrical impulses pumping and doing what they're supposed to be goddamn doing. That's what happens when you come to one of my fucking parties. When you come to my party, if you're a chick, I will bang you out. You'll think, yeah, I've been fucked on and off. You're a chick saying this, thinking this. Yeah, I've been fucking since I was 14. But I never had nothing like that going on, man. It was incredible. He dropped a cinder block on my fucking head while he was fucking me and eating me out. It was like a sensation you've never had. You're sort of knocked unconscious, but you can also tell you're being eaten out. You know you're transferring fucking throat cancer into the dude. It's really uplifting to most chicks. I couldn't find my shit when I fell. And when I fell, I was so pissed off. I said all kinds of shit. I was angry at myself. Now, why would I do that? Let's say I did fall harder and I was dead. I was there rotting away. And this recording never happened again, not for fucking months, not for years, not for eons, not for a fucking decade. You wonder what happened. You think about that. You think about my health and what could have happened and how you could help me that way. And how is that? By financially supporting me, fuckstick. So when I fell, I found one of my things near a pair of panties. And the panties I haven't seen in a long time, I'm not sure they're the same panties, but I've had a lot of panties here and I sat there looking and holding on to my fucking dual bottle of pills, my fucking Xanax, my Valium, my Ecstasy, my Ketamine, my LSD, my fucking Zots, my morning after pill, I think they call it the Plan B pill, and he just shoved that down her throat. And she's laughing and shit, you got a straw, and she's laughing. You're fucked now. I hope I get pregnant. And her mouth is open, you shoot one of those fucking Plan B pills in her goddamn right in her mouth. Let's laugh now, slut. You just took a Plan B. You just aborted my kid. Laugh it up now, whore. So I came near the, I found these panties. And the panties were also covered in pubic hair. And there was big fucking dust balls all over the panties. Now that's no problem. I like to come across panties. All men do. I came across the panties. They seemed strange to me. And then I smelled the panty. And sure as shit, what do you think I smelled? On top of all the bruising, the falling, the gravity, the collapsing, the pill bottles going rolling down the stairs. It seemed endlessly like I kept rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. Ended up over by the sub pump hole. You know the sub pump holes? There's a pump in there, and if there's any water that rises on below your basement, the water rises up and goes to the sump pump first. It gets that, and they can pump it right out so it doesn't rise above the concrete. I was over there. When I found the panties, the first thing I did when I inspected them, I saw there was pubic hairs, big dust balls, all kinds of frickin' lint, even dead spiders and dead ants that were caught up in the lint. Have you ever seen that? Dead spiders, dead fucking insects, dead all kinds of shit. Daddy long legs. So I smelled them, and it smelled like what you'd expect it to smell. Pussy. Why does it smell like pussy? Why does pussy never dissipate? Why does a stench of pussy never evaporate? Why doesn't it go away like other shit? When I drop an egg on the floor, it doesn't smell the whole house up for months or even years. I fucking drop Jell-O gelatin on a fucking countertop or on the kitchen floor. It doesn't smell for years. But this goddamn pair of panties stunk to high heaven. Is that the phrase they say? It still smelled like pussy. It still smelled like they were on some bitch, straddled around her torso. It still smells like they freshly just came off, and there they are. They're kind of bringing me to. Remember I said to you I was sort of in a stupor, like my old dopa was gone or something like that? I smelled the panties. It's the strongest stench of fish I've ever smelled. Now, why? Why is that? That's made for other women, isn't it? When they smell pussy on other women, they say, where's the dick? That's what it is. Highly powerful, highly potent. It broadcasts itself out, and women can smell this odor, and they think, you know, I'm standing here by the printer right now in the office. I'm standing here by the printer. I just let out a bunch of pussy farts. All the fucking ceiling's coming apart because of the pussy farts destroying the ceiling. And I smell what? Something familiar. I smell pussy. She smells pussy, and she wants to find where the pussy is that she smells because she knows there was probably dick there because that pussy is dripping up a storm. It just ate a goddamn 10 inches of meat. It took all kinds of fucking meat, and she wants to find it. They sniff the air, man. Chicks will sniff the air looking for the stench of pussy to find out where the cock is, and they want to get fucking sloppy seconds, sloppy thirds, sloppy fourths. They don't care. Can the guy still get it up? She'll take the dick. Why? Because all they want is dick. They want dick night, day, in the morning, dick in the morning, dick at night, dick at supper time, dick at lunchtime too, whatever that song was. They want dick all the time. They want truckloads of dick. They want airplane loads, cargo planes filled with dick. They're parachuting out men with big dicks. They want train cars filled with fucking dick. It's coming at them all the time. Dick on top of dick and more dick coming at them, man, just rushing them. That's all they think about is dick. They live for fucking meat. Let me get back to the basement here. I get back to the basement and the panties I found. But first, let me tell you this. I'm right where I would normally think, if I'm here now, I better tell them this. Give them a PSA. Please understand that chicks take a mile of meat a month. 1 mile's worth of dick a month. A mile's worth of dick a month? Look at your little angel. Hey, look, she's going to the Hallmark card shop. She just bought a little cute animal. Look at, he's cute and he's got fur and he says, I love you. She just went in the store and get that. Look at that. She's bringing you back a fucking Coney dog and French fries. She loves you. She just went in there. Man, she just did all these things for you. She's bringing a surprise meal. She's picking up, taking you somewhere. She's got tickets. It doesn't fucking matter. All that shit's null and mute. Why? Because she took a mile of goddamn meat. She takes a mile of meat every fucking month in that cunt of hers. 1 mile of dick. Now, when I say a mile of dick, this is no lie. It means you got to line a dick up. Let's say the average size dick, a 5-inch dick. You got to line a dick up, 1 5-inch dick after another. You just put them in front of each other, like you're playing dominoes or something like that. One after another, dick, until you hit, you get to a 1 mile in length. I mean, look at all that dick. Look at all that fucking meat she takes. Isn't she cute? Look at her with her Louis Vuitton red bottoms. Look at her with her fucking Clive Christensen number one perfume. Isn't she adorable? Look at her with that fucking skater skunk haircut now. Isn't she adorable? That one that won the gold medal. Isn't that something? Her hair looks just like a fucking skunk or something like that, the new dyeing they're doing. Isn't that something? She's so lovely. She's so adorable. Man, she's none of those things. She took a mile of meat every month, and she'll continue to take a mile of meat 12 fucking months of the year, 12 miles of dick she'll take. Look how sweet she is. It's a good thing her dad picked her up from school every day. Isn't it wonderful she went to Catholic school? Isn't that something? They sent her to fucking camp. All these fucking experiences were nothing. All you were doing is spread her stench around, spread her taint around so that she can get the fucking dick, bring the dick in and take some dick and get dick. That's all it was. Here I am. Here's my stench. Come on, get it, dick. That's all they did. The fucking parents were enablers. Whoever did it, whoever raised her. Look at them enable her to get dick. Let me explain that to you, the mathematical formula. I've been saying it as of late. You want to know the mathematical formula for with regards to a woman and you fucking her? Every thrust, motherfucker, every thrust, every cram, every jam, every fucking insertion of your cock, about 5 inches of slong, at one thrust per second for 10 minutes, right? You just did her. Every thrust you put in, put some 5 inches of dick in at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's about 3,000 inches per fuck. There's 63,360 inches in a mile. So the bitch, your woman needs to screw about 21 times to take 1 mile of dick. That's just math. That's just math. It's indisputable. Math is math, unless you leave this planet, maybe something else is somewhere else. I like to think that math is somehow universal and goes elsewhere. Probably not. So she took fucking 21 times she took to get a mile of dick that month. A mile of dick. And why do panties smell like stench? Why do they smell like fish? Why can't you stand the stench of panties? Because this chick who took a mile of dick was wearing those panties, and the stench of pussy's never coming out of those panties. You know those cotton ventilated panels in women's panties? They're specially made to try to capture the stink, trap the stink in the panty. You know the strings, the actual fabric, the when they put them on these fucking giant mills, women's panties? They're made to be able to take a pounding. They're made to not come apart because they found out that 76% of women take a dick while they're wearing the panty. A big 10-inch dick went in her canal while she's wearing the panty. That's hard to do because the panties are specially fortified today. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches of slong at one thrust per second for 10 minutes, so that's 3,000 inches per fuck. I'm saying a 5-inch cock average. There's 63,360 inches in a mile, so your slut, your whore, your bum, your tramp, whatever you want to call her, your trollop, whatever it is, she needs to screw 21 times to take 1 mile of dick. Well, newsflash. Every chick takes 21 fucking times his dick 21 times in a month. Every chick takes a mile of meat. Somehow it's so repulsive, so scary, I can't hardly go on when I think about it. I can't think about it sometimes. I get bothered by it. I'm standing in front of a woman. She thinks I'm this nice, good-looking, handsome man, well-spoken, all kinds of abilities, and I'm smiling, but I'm also thinking about the mile of dick she took last month, and I'm wondering, how could she keep on walking? How does she not have a fucking limp? Why does she not drag her foot? Why? She just took a mile of dick because the pussy man is indestructible, unlike you, and I. The pussy just keeps on taking dick, keeps undulating, keeps flapping, keeps swallowing fistfuls and fistfuls of fucking meat until they die. And even when they're dead, you're not sure they're dead. When my mother passed, when my mother died, we had to sit shiva for fucking a lot of days with my mother. And it was spooky. It was really spooky because I know what she had done. I know what she was, and she was in a cemetery. It was beyond spooky and all the things I knew, and I'm supposed to show kinds of respect.
She hated me, motherfucker. She never liked me, and I still suffer today with those fucking personal pains, those personal trials, those personal fucking tribulations, motherfucker. Sorry about that.
So she takes 21 times to take a mile of fucking dick. 21 times your chick took a mile of dick. Motherfucker, I'm telling you the truth. If you didn't give her that mile, she got it somewhere else. You idiot. She got it somewhere the fuck else. You didn't give her the mile of dick, someone else gave it to her. Maybe she took it in a shitter too. That's 24 miles of meat a goddamn year. 24 miles of meat? Look how dainty she is. Look how nimble she is. Look at her working behind the counter. Look at her at the bowling alley. Look at her doing accounting principles or something with fucking QuickBooks or whatever it is. Look at her there. She's not there, man. She's not anywhere. Her torso's in dickland right now. Her torso's right now taking fucking 24 miles of dick wherever her mind is because that's all they want. You can use that math formula. I've said it again and again now. I've repeated and repeated it because I do believe with 100% certainty that one day I'll be known for this formula, if they ever let the cat out of the bag. But they won't. They want you to think they're fucking unbelievably. They don't want you to know how dangerous they are because they need females to make you buy shit or the corporations will close. No dude buys anything. I don't need to buy jack shit, neither do you, unless we absolutely need it. Well, I don't know. That fucking power cord looks pretty good. I can tape it. We don't give a shit about stuff like that. Do they? But they know the chick is the one that motivates all the sales, so they don't dare tell you the truth about what's really going on, and you're dumb. That's the fucking the process, the meat principle that I've come up with. I've come up with that. Every thrust, that's you fucking. Every thrust puts in 5 inches. This is the last time I'm going to say it. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches of your schlong at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's 3,000 inches per fuck. There are 63,360 inches in a mile. So your woman needs to screw, needs to pump, hump, whatever it is, pork, about 21 times to take 1 mile a dick. How can you get off of her? How do you get off of this woman? And now she's in your house. And now you're going to the store. You're going to 7-Eleven to buy a fucking bottle of Ripple. Buy a bottle of MD-2020. How do you look at her? How does anybody look at a female when you know the truth, when the secret is out? Because once you know the secret, it all falls into place, doesn't it? And I know the secret. It all falls into place. Every chick you're looking at took a mile of jick. And now you got to go up to her and shake her hand. Maybe she's the HR woman at some company and you're desperately trying to get hired because you're running out of fucking money. There she is in front of you. How are you? She's asking you questions and shit. What world is she in? She's in the world of play acting, the world of pretend. She's pretending to be a man when all she wants is jick. When all she did was take miles of dick last month. And there she is, somehow skilled to be able to hire someone like you. So far of her fucking leg, it's pitiful. So that's the formula. So when I fell, I had to pick all my shit up. My hip hurts right now. My hip hurts, my dong hurts, because I've got enormous balls and I have to protect my balls. Now, one of my balls is bigger than the other ball. I remember when I was younger, I thought there was something wrong with it. Doctor said, no, balls are different sizes. He said, also like women's tits, different sizes. One can be different than the other. Big goddamn ball. Sometimes I take my ball, it's so fucking big, it's like a tennis ball with skin over it. I'm not bullshitting you. And I shove, I mash, I grind my ball in a chick's eye. How do you like it now? How do you like it now, Lou? How do you like it, Lucille's? I'm just using the name Lucille. How do you like my ball now? Take a fucking look at my ball. So when I found the underwear, there's spiders in it, there's insects in it, dead ants in the panties. And there's all kinds of lint, there's all kinds of cobwebs and shit like that because it was laying on the floor, even pubic hairs. And I used to think, and I thought this, you know what? Those fucking things didn't die because there was a cobweb in it. They didn't die because there was a spider web in it. The insects I'm looking at when I picked the panties up, they died because of the stench coming off the cotton ventilated panel. The stink, the pre-stink that will immobilize you and is designed to immobilize you. That's what pussy odor does. It puts you into a goddamn stupor. When you burn Nag Champa incense, shit in the 60s, you were ready to fuck. It did something to you. And it's the same thing with a woman's pussy. It attacks your central nervous system and the stink comes out. You can't think. You want to run. You want to punch the pussy. You want to swing a fucking chair leg into the pussy. You want to throw fucking vinegar or something in the fucking face of the pussy because you want it to stop. You know you're being pulled in, but you can't. And pretty soon you're eating pussy. Yeah, you got throat cancer. Yeah, you're fucked up. Yeah, one of your eyes looks the other way. Yeah, you've got cancer. You've had a fucking throat operation 5 goddamn times because you ate pussy. She ain't got nothing. She's having a good time right now. She's in Cedar fucking Point. She's getting ready to pre-party that's opening for Cedar Point this spring coming up. She's there right now. She was just in Acapulco. She was just out in California on some fucking ship with a glass bottom boat. She was looking at the La Brea tar pits. She's out there. She's not sick at all, but you are. Look at you in your reclining fucking lazy boy chair because you were dumb. You have to protect yourself, and that's why I make these recordings. I know every fucking angle. I know every fucking thing that can, every hazard, everything. All the tripwires with regards to a female, I know them all. They come out here, I know it. First thing I say, what do you want? I'm not trying to say sound charming. What do you want? That's the voice I use? If I really want them, I'll say that, something like this. Hey, how you doing? Geez, I haven't seen you in a while, Lori. Yeah, God, you're looking good. Hey, you want to come in? I just made a fried bologna sandwich, and I put Swiss cheese on it, and it's on toasted bread. Would you want one of those? They like that shit. They think, wow, he's down to earth. He wants to give me a fried bologna sandwich when all I want to do is fucking ride his bologna. That's all I want to do. And you say the bologna sandwich because that's what they think. Ding, bologna sandwich. Bologna in his pants. So I found these panties when I fell on the stairs. and in these panties, the stench of pussy was so goddamn strong that my eyes started to water. People say that's like a cliche, like some saying you'd say. But my eyes did start to water. Her pussy was just as strong as the day that I banged her out. And how did I bang her out? How did they get there? I don't know how they got under the actual steps. Because I had three or four women on the stairs towards the top of the stairs, and they were naked. And their knees were on each step. I think they were separated about by one step or two steps. And they were separated. When they were separated and they went down four steps, I just banged them out from the rear. I banged them the fuck out. I hammered the one in the back. Then I went over the top of the other one like I had bull. I had to make my legs bow-legged. And I went to the next one and I banged her out from the rear. Then I went bull-legged and went to the next step and I banged her out from the rear. And I went to bull-legged the next step and I banged her out from the rear. Somewhere in there, the panties came off and they never found them. I like to bang them with her panties on. It's like this final defense system. It's like they're wearing a suit of armor, only it's not a suit of armor. There it is. I've got to breach the walls of this to get to the treasure. I've got to breach it to get over this moat to get to the prize. There it is. I'm going to bang it through. All the fucking goddamn guys on there making a nickel hour and they're paying them a bicycle tire. And they're working these fucking mills and making these panties and they're really super strong for a bitch, but for a man, they're not. Fruit of the Loom briefs fall the fuck apart, but panties for a chick are fortified, man. If you can break through that and get to the prize, sink your cockhead deep in there, get to her egg cache, you've made it. You look at those panties and think, well, I pounded that fucking cock right through there. Look at that. Ooh-wee. I got in there, man. Look at it. And I banged them out in these stairs. And I thought, what a pleasure. What a delight it was. And that memory came right back to me. I got billions of memories like that. Who wants a fucking memory of you standing there and some bitch is standing in the backyard of your two-bedroom brick ranch and you got a doghouse back there. And she's standing back there while you're putting money into the doghouse and she's being condescending. And she's unhappy working in the doghouse when you could be buying her something. Who wants that memory? I don't want that. Who wants the memory of her throwing out your father's tools? He's dead now. And she cleaned all that shit and threw them out. She doesn't understand that tools never fucking age. They never go in a stat fashion and nobody gets rid of them. That's what you could have. Or could you have memories like mine? Could you have memories of a bitch running out and she swings the fucking outside storm door and she's got no clothes on and she's running while I chase her with a fucking Glock with a Glock fucking switch on it. 1,000 rounds a minute. And she's running, man, like a 60s movie. They didn't make those 60s movies up, those horror shows, by accident. That's what fucking people did. And that's what I do. If you're a chick and you're listening to this, if you're in Ireland, wherever you are, and you want to do that, you fucking find me. Everybody knows me where I live, upper northern Michigan. You find me, you come up, and you prepare to do it. You say, I'm here. I'm here to run. I'm here to flee for my life. Can I please be a part of that scene? Yeah, you can be a part of the scene. Yes, you can be a part of that scene. As soon as we fucking do something with the pills, we drop a fucking E, man. We drop an E, we smoke some pecanine paralyzer, we drop some fucking Valium, some Xanax, some ketamine, some LSD, whatever it is, and then you're running. You don't think you have any more worth anymore. You're just this biological fucking thing scared shitless with your organs producing all kinds of vaginal fluid, and your tits are rock hard and your eyes are dilated. Now you're ready to fuck Norm Augustinus' style. I don't want anybody else guarded. I want everything that you were and everything you ever think you're going to be gone when we're fucking. Then when we're done fucking, you come back to consciousness. You can be whatever it is you thought you were. Start following that fucking script and get out. Get out, man. I got tripwires. I got fucking tree-mounted cameras. Get out. I've got landmines. That's not a joke. I got when I was in Vietnam for 18 months. You might know this story. I sent Claymore mines. There's the ones you step on with pressure. The pressure activates it, you blow up. And I took those Claymore mines, an entire carton of them, they were made, it was in a wooden box, had all kinds of wooden structures. I took those and I spray painted them white. And then I wrote Fine China on it and I shipped them home. Nobody checked the boxes. I sent a complete container, a gross of them they called it, of landmines, Claymore landmines, back home and it was never inspected. And I kept the Claymore mines and I've got them right now with me in this house up here in upper northern Michigan. Nobody can say something like that. Who gives a flying fuck about other shit when you can do stuff like that, when you've got personal conquest, when you've got personal achievements like that? You don't need nothing. You can get through life with a GED when you got a mind like that. I don't know. Maybe that's all they want now. Maybe fucking degrees are no longer anything because bitches have tried to minimalize the worth of education because they can't stand it. Somehow they look stupid and they're minimalizing it. I don't know if you know that's going on. So there's the panties, and I got the panties, I picked them up, and then I fucking set my whole system up here, the system that you hear me talking into now. It's all set up, but I hurt, I ache as this happened. But I have what? I have my bottle of Duols, and I can get through any problem like that. If you're a chick and you want to get banged out, there's a goddamn morning after pill, a plan B in this bottle right now with your fucking name on it. And there's also LSD. The morning I'll give you some aspirins, a fucking hot knife, some goddamn pinconning paralyzer. I just drop a chunk of the shit, the marijuana, into a Teflon pan. The whole house is so thick as smoke, it's like a spook house. It's like a haunted house in the goddamn winter. Wherever you go, you're just breathing in all this shit, and you're getting more and more goddamn wasted and more horny. It's that thing, me so horny? You get that, man, that phrase that someone made or someone did, some movie or something like that. And they are so horny, fuck stick. So let me tell you something. How much time do I got? Not much. I want to tell you something here. I recently went to a woman's house, and they invite me over because they listen to these, and they realize that I'm not bullshitting. This is not a joke. If you're a chick listening right now, try to imagine 14.5 fucking inches, 15.5 pounds of dick in your mouth right now. Try to imagine. It's pretty appealing, isn't it? I mean, that's something you can fucking sink your teeth in, can't it? Something that really appeals. Try to imagine. That's why they invite me over. And try to imagine anything like that. And that's why I get invited over. They want my dick. They want the things I say because in their mind, they may never admit it, but they say, fucking A, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. He really does. He knows what he's talking about. Like the time he said he stuck his cock in her ass and her balls in her cunt, and it was like they were completely connected, like they were twins, but they were sort of separated down there by their genitals. I do that shit all the time. People like that shit. Chicks like that shit. They don't want to be banged out nice and slow and shit like you do. They want something hard, man. When you're fucking them, they want you to hold them by their tits, and you push their head into the headboard as you're fucking them, hold them by the tits. They like that shit. And I've had one complaint. Find one complaint on me online or anywhere about something I did that was inappropriate. You won't find it because they keep coming back and coming back and coming back for more. So I go to this woman's house because she wants to play around with my balls. She wants to play around with my genitals, play around with them. And she wants me to play around with her genitals. I got to tell you this. I don't know why. You tell me why when you meet a woman, a strange woman or whatever it is. Why do I have to please her? I don't know this chick. She might have all kinds of diseases. I found her. I don't know where I found her. But some fucking unwritten rule, something that goes on that everyone does, somehow I'm supposed to get to her genitals, play with her clit, and she's supposed to give me head and lick my balls. That sounds crazy. Man, that sounds nuts. I'm actually laughing right now. That sounds really eerie and odd. I'm not sure I like it, but then when you get caught up in it, you don't know what happens. You can't think anymore at all. Once I was fucking in the dark, it was total darkness. I don't know why. She had a fetish with darkness and shit like that. And I poked her fucking eyes out. I hit her in the chest. I knocked her off the bed. You know, all kinds of stuff like that can happen, but no complaints. So she calls me over and she says, yeah, Norm, would you like to come over? She said, I'll tell you what I'll do. This is what women do now. They're trying to feminize you. I'll get you a bath going with a bath bomb. Some kind of big ball with all kinds of chemicals in it. Some kind of all kinds of shit in it that destroys fresh water and puts it back out. I'll put this ball in there and you'll get really relaxed. And she said, I'll bring a coffee over to you and I'll play some fucking one of your favorite talk show, your favorite recordings that you like. There's a couple that I like and she knows this. So I said, okay, you know, that sounds really good. She said, come on over and I'll fix you a bath and I'll help you relax. And we can just hang out together in time, caught up like a cyclone fence, like the loops in a cyclone fence, the chain link things all connected. And you're in there, and now you're in the feed, and we'll be together. And I said, yeah, I like that. I like the sound of that. So I go over to her house, and I get in the bathtub. Get in the bathtub, we kiss. I right away reach down to her cunt. I've got two fingers hooked into her cunt, and two fingers in her cunt. I'm playing with her left tit. She's rubbing my balls and shit. I don't know why, but that's immediately what goes on. If you couldn't do that with a bitch, what would you do with them? You wouldn't do nothing. Can't go ice fishing. Can't go out in an airboat. It's not likely that she wants to fly around in a goddamn, my 27-foot wingspan, my Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft with a 5-gallon gas tank and a Rotex engine, 277, they call it the 27 horsepower. She doesn't want to do anything like that. No chick wants to do shit like that, I don't think. Busting her ass trying to fucking find Amelia Earhart and prove that she wasn't a dummy who ran out of gas. And that's what she was. She's flying around, so she has gets the bathtub going for me. When I get in the bathtub, this is no lie. I don't know what bath it was, what air it was with the bathtub. It was old iron tub. You find that up here in upper northern Michigan. Real quality shit. Big iron tubs. The beauty of iron tubs is what? When the iron tub is filled up with hot water, the iron gets hot too. It really keeps the hot water going super long. Unlike plastic fucking tubs and plexiglass tubs and whatever it is and fucking fiberglass tubs, it's all shit. Iron tubs are the way to go if you're into fucking it, going over a chick's house. Iron tub for hot water. When I get into the water, I have to lower my balls in slow. When I lower my balls in the water, I lower my body in the water. I'm in there trying to acclimate to the water, and then I look to the left and I see a douchebag. It's no lie. When I say a douchebag, I'm not talking about Summer's Eve. This is what they call a douchebag today. A douchebag today is like a bottle, like a flimsy plastic squeezable bottle, and it comes with a fish tank hose, a see-through vinyl hose that's about 12 inches long or something like that. And you can pump out your cunt because they know your pussy stinks. They don't want it to smell initially. Initially, they want you to think they're fresh in all areas, and they don't have that. Then after they've got you, they'll no longer douche your cunt out, and they'll tell you it's a self-cleaning oven, and you'll be stuck with a stink legally for the rest of your goddamn life unless you get a divorce. But there's a douchebag there, and I start thinking about the douchebag that I saw as a kid. When I was a kid, this is no lie, I was a small child. I was in Delray, Michigan. Delray, that was a district in Detroit. That's actually now that area's changed. The Gordie Howe Bridge comes right through where I used to live in Delray. That was in Detroit. And that's the Gordie Howe Bridge. It's another bridge to compete with the Ambassador Bridge. And I was raised there. When I was, as a kid, in Delray, I went into the bathtub with my Aunt Dorothea. She set it up for me. When I went into the bathtub, when she put me in the water, I saw a douchebag there. This reminded me of that. This bathtub with this woman reminded me of it, that asked me to come over for the bath fucking dream, the bathtub delight. I expected her to get in the tub with me, and I was waiting for her to get in the tub with me, but as I was waiting for her to get in the tub with me, she didn't say that, but I expected that. I'm thinking about the Delray incident with regards to the douchebag with my Aunt Dorothea. And with my Aunt Dorothea, she put me in the tub. When I looked to the left, there was a douchebag there. I didn't know what a douchebag was. It was an orange rubber bulb about 7 inches in diameter, and it was older, and there was lots of cracks. When you squeezed the bulb, there was lots of cracks in the rubber. It was old. And then coming out of the end of the bulb, this big bulb, this rubber bulb, was about a 9-inch long stem, like a pencil, only a little thicker than a pencil, like a number two, like a whatever it is, the pencil it is, like a pencil coming out from the bulb. Only it wasn't a pencil, it was a tube with a hole in it, and it was orange, and so was a douchebag. It was orange. And I remember looking at it, and I thought, what is this? I didn't know. I was a fucking kid, man. I didn't want to know nothing, but I was eager to learn everything I could, just like probably you are, or probably maybe not. So I took the douchebag, and I looked at it, I examined it, and I touched it, and I squeezed it. Now I'm looking at the hose, and then I squeezed the bulb. The hose, the hole at the end of this long tube. It was like a Ticonderoga pencil, about that length, but bigger in diameter with a hole in it. And I squeezed the bulb, and the stuff in the bulb that was in the bulb came out of the bulb and went in my face. And that was the first time, way before the chick that took me out on the railroad tracks with her dad's GMC Jimmy, and she asked me to kiss her in the pussy. This is way before that. And I shot this water in my face. The stench of the water was so horrible, so fucking putrid. If I could have dropped an E, I'd have dropped it then. I couldn't. It was so putrid, it was so overwhelming. It was pussy water, man. It was pussy water to douchebag. And my Aunt Dorothea, or whoever she is, maybe she had a lesbian lover, she had this in her cunt. She was washing her cunt out when women were normal. When women actually wanted to wash the pussy and have a good presentation of what the cunt is, not throw this goddamn fish factory at you and then say, eat me out, and start laughing. It wasn't like that then. They tried to give a good presentation of the pussy. Here's the cunt. And I squeezed it, and the water went in my face. And when it went in my face, All I smelled was pussy. I remember the stench, the overwhelming stench of pussy. I even had it in my mouth and went in my nose everywhere when I squeezed the bulb. And when I'm sitting in this chick's thing with her douchebag on there, it wasn't really like a douchebag like I'm talking now. It was like a summer's eve bottle, like a squirt bottle. Imagine today's are like a ketchup bottle that you can buy, a throwaway ketchup bottle or Walmart ketchup bottle made of plastic for a dollar. That's what the bag was on the tub that I was in recently. And it reminded me of the douchebag when I shot the stuff in my face. All I smelled was pussy. And that's the first entry, the first time I was introduced to the stench of pussy. Nobody 5 years old should be introduced to the stench of pussy. That stunting stink, that overwhelming wave of goddamn noxious stink. Nobody should be able to be exposed to that as a kid. And I was exposed to that as a kid, and I'm thinking about it when I'm sitting there, and I'm wondering if that was the start of my extreme dislike for the stench of pussy, the stink of pussy. That was the introduction. I'm in the water. I'm in the tub, man, and I ate pussy water at 5 years old. That's like pornographic. That's like child fucking abuse, isn't it? I'm eating pussy, the water that was in the pussy, I'm eating pussy at 5 years old in a tub. I mean, that's maniacal. That's fucking madness, isn't it?
Give me a couple seconds.
It reminded me of all that memory, the earliest introduction to pussy that I've ever had. That's the earliest introduction. I was with a girl once that didn't have that problem, but she had an extremely big cunt. I think I told you when I was fucking her, I had to reach my hand down, and I'm on top of her, and I had to reach my pointer finger and my middle finger down to pinch off her cunt while I was fucking her because her cunt was so goddamn big. I couldn't get myself off, motherfucker. I couldn't get myself off.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower. 100-150 feet tall. Brown bricks. Tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Emily, the other day, while I was walking in the park, I stumbled across a picnic basket. The picnic basket must have been lying there all winter, and now that the snow is melting, it became visible again. The picnic basket was made of wicker. It had a big handle and a hinged lid. Emily, I picked up the basket and I examined it. It was somewhat flattened. When I flipped open the lid, I looked inside. Inside the picnic basket was a stretched out, knotted off, cum-filled rubber. Also in the basket was a man's sock. There was also an empty 6-ounce glass jar of vaginal shrinking cream. Balled up and stuffed in the corner of the picnic basket was a very soiled pair of women's cum panties. Emily, I believe I know what transpired with regards to the abandoned picnic basket. Let me explain. I've deduced that a man and a woman went on a picnic together last fall. When they were done eating fried chicken and potato salad, the man wanted to fuck the woman, but the woman was hesitant. At that point, the man pushed the woman down the steep hill near their picnic area. As the woman's body rolled down the hill, the woman rolled over the picnic basket again and again, flattening it. When her body came to a stop, the woman agreed to ball the man. There was lots of pubic hair sticking to the picnic basket. I'm sure the pubic hairs got torn out as they ate each other out. When they were done eating each other out, the man applied cunt shrinking cream onto the woman's pussy lips, and then he crammed his enormous condom-covered cock through the fabric of the woman's panties. There was a big hole blown into the rear end of the panty, and there was a sizable hole bored into the crotch of the panty. Those must have been the areas where the man's rock-hard schlong impaled her. Emily, the woman's melons must have been massive. I found her brassiere lying at the bottom of the hill. I think her brassiere fell apart and shot off her chest while her body was rolling uncontrollably down the hill as she was clutching onto the wicker basket. The man's sock was used to mop up the jism that had been sprayed all over the both of them. When they were done feasting on one another, one of them knotted off the cum-filled rubber and they abandoned the picnic basket, and then they got in the man's car and they peeled out. They were reeling in the afterglow of orgasm. I kept the woman's cum panties. I cut out the hardened cum circles embedded into the fabric of the panty, and I used the thick cum circles as tabletop drink coasters. I don't want water stains on my hardwood tables. Everyone comments on how my drink coasters smell just like pussy. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the Hallmark card shop. Your big-titted little sister was buying a musical thank-you card for a black guy that fingered her hungry pussy while your big-titted little sister was donating plasma. The black guy was an employee at the plasma center.
He adjusted pillows and made sure everyone was comfortable as they lied on the reclining couches. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she crawled into the giant Easter egg inside the Hallmark card shop, and she took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and she pulled both of her knees back to her ears. When I crawled into the huge Easter egg, I ate out your big-titted little sister's needy, tight pussy. And then I flipped her over, and I rimmed your big-titted little sister's gorgeous asshole. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister's stink star, a woman crawled inside the Titanic-sized holiday Easter egg, and she said,
"I was buying an Easter card for my dad, and while I was standing in the aisle, I realized I was smelling pussy. So I followed the stench of pussy like a hound dog tracking an escaped convict, and it led me to the both of you. Honey, your pussy is really smoking. I can see that you're doing some eating and rimming. Very good. In the last week, I've hung two Muslims as they've entered a Walmart. One of the Muslims was in a wheelchair. I stand on the roof above the main entrance at the Walmart, and I drop a rope down and I rope them, and I pull up on the squirming Slim until I hear their neck break. People just walk right over the Slims as they enter the Walmart. I'm tired. I need pleasure. I want to be a part of this scene, man. How about it? Eat me out and rim me. I'm hungry down there."
Allahu Akbar!
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, please take a look at the store monitor closest to you. What you're looking at is a genuine wicker picnic basket. Oh, that's beautiful. Big handle, nice hinged door. Let's take a look inside. What's this? It's an enormous, floppy, stretched out, cum-filled rubber. Some dude somewhere had a cock the size of the Empire State Building, and he was hauling around a king-sized cum load. Let's look around some more. Aha! A really soiled pair of cum panties with holes blown through the rear and into the crotch region. Try to imagine the powerful stench of pussy emanating off those underpants. Girls, those cock bore holes were punched through the panty by a wound-up monster cock cannon. And what's this? Ooh-wee! There's an empty jar of pussy shrinking cream. Some whore somewhere had a baseball glove-sized cunt that needed reducing. And here's a sock. Everyone knows that's a cum wiper offer. Honey, these picnic baskets come complete with everything you've just seen in this store-wide video presentation. But wait, there's more. A tent full of little big jugged naked chink girls rolled down a hill while holding onto this picnic basket. That's why the basket is somewhat flattened. Chink poontang gets embedded into the wicker. And then what do you have? You've got something that will drive your man crazy. Simply place this picnic basket in your front yard. When your big dick fuck comes home from drilling 8 hours worth of holes, he'll find it, examine it, smell it, and then pop a rod bigger and harder than a giant redwood. Your lover will think a hot miniskirt wearing bitch off on a picnic with her dirty pantied lesbian lover was hit by a car. It's a well-known fact. Death and sex go together. Honey, you're not invisible anymore. A torso tank is coming for you. Suck and fuck all night long, you meat hungry stupid head. These picnic baskets are guaranteed to get you truckloads of dick. Buy it, stage it, take it. Only $59.99. Come on up to the counter right now and get your picnic basket. I've only got 200 units to sell. It comes with an 8x10 photo of the big meloned chink girl that rolled over the picnic basket as her sweaty body bounced down a hill in Xinjiang, China. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit inside our giant in-store walk-in wall safe. Mandy's gash gets wet when she gets near large amounts of money. While her meat-hungry pussy dripped, the juices flowed over her tight asshole, causing her asshole door to give way. The safe door closed behind her while she was placing 6 canvas bags filled with cash onto a shelf inside the safe. Unfortunately, the safe is operated by a timer, and it will not open until tomorrow morning. Mandy has been talking aloud to herself since she got locked in the safe. Let's push this monitor button and listen in on Mandy Phelps as she stands ankle-deep in her own bubbling shit inside her walk-in safe.
"Please, if anyone can hear me, help me. I'm standing in my own shit. My gas is killing me. The safe door won't open. I can't see. My gas has caused a dense, smelly fog to develop. I'm losing consciousness. I can't stop shitting. There's something coming toward me."
This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck! Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!